And now, Esther will take a moment to quiet her conscious thinking mind as she invites Abraham, the group of non-physical teachers, to speak this material through her to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased to discuss this most important topic of allowing, an understanding of the law of allowing, and indeed an application of the law of allowing, will bring forth to everyone who hears and knows and applies absolute freedom in this physical life experience. An allower is one who knows this. I am that which I am, a changing thing indeed. And while I am that which I am willing to allow all others to be that which they are. I recognize that there are not two of us that are the same. I recognize that we have many differences. I recognize that there are things that are similar. There are even things that are same. And in all of our samenesses and in all of our differences, I find joy. The reason that most are not willing to be allowing of what some others do is because they believe that if they allow another to behave in some way, some very opposite way, that they are jeopardizing their own experience. That if another is allowed to behave in that way, that it will grow and spread even unto the experience of the one who is observing and not approving. This belief, this fear, this wanting to protect oneself, this attitude of vulnerability comes not because the vulnerability need be there, but because it is not understood what causes the vulnerability. It is not understood that it is not necessary for the experiences of another ever to seep into the experience of any other. This lack of understanding, indeed this fear, is what is responsible for the organization of armies. It is what is responsible for the attitude we must band together to be larger and more powerful. And it is an attitude of weakness rather than of strength. It is a feeling of vulnerability rather than a feeling of invincibility. And it is a lack of knowledge regarding the laws that govern your universe. The reason that we are offering these words to you is not that we may free your world from all of its troubles, as the conflicts of belief continue to cause one life after another to be lost. The intent of this recording is to assist you as individuals who hear this to find the freedom that comes only when you understand and apply the laws of the universe.